Report: Pete Buttigieg mentored gay Maryland mayor facing 56 child porn related charges. By Nick Gilbertson on March 3, 2023. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg reportedly mentored the disgraced former College Park, Maryland mayor facing 56 child porn related charges. And, according to the accused, they even enjoyed a beer together. Patrick Wohan, the 47-year-old gay Democrat arrested on a slew of child porn possession and distribution charges Thursday, has known Buttigieg for 7 or 8 years. "I actually met Mayor Pete Buttigieg shortly after I was elected mayor in 2015. Wohan told the Washington Blade in a 2019 interview when Buttigieg was a presidential candidate. "I went to the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting in D.C. in January and he was assigned to be my buddy," per the outlet. The two continued to talk over the phone and Buttigieg explained the conference to him and what would take place at the meeting. Later, they would both attend a White House reception during the Obama administration where Dave and Chasen, Buttigieg, would meet as well. Buttigieg continued to mentor Wohan, advising him on how to get the most out of his participation in the conference. A 2019 tweet from the alleged pedophile shows him with his arm around the transportation secretary with smirks across their faces. "Just two mayors, grabbing a beer together," wrote Wohan. In a June 2021 Instagram post boasting selfies with Pete and Chasen Buttigieg, Wohan wrote, "It's always great to see these guys at the White House." A spokesperson with the Department of Transportation, DOT, asserted the politicians were not very familiar with one another, according to Fox News. The secretary did not know the former mayor well, but did meet him a number of times through participation in U.S. Conference of Mayors programming, conferences and political events, the spokesperson said. The spokesperson noted the allegations against former College Park Mayor Patrick Wohan are extremely disturbing, and we're thankful local law enforcement has intervened. Dave Kolesar, Wohan's husband, made several other trips to the White House, according to visitor logs reviewed by Fox News and Instagram posts from Wohan. Just a few months ago, he and Kolesar were there for President Joe Biden's signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, NOP reported. NOP is a subsidiary of Hubbard Radio Washington, D.C., where Kolesar works. An Instagram post on December 11 shows them at the residence days before the bill was signed. He also visited on June 15, according to his Instagram, and met then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D.C.A., the next day in Bethesda, Maryland. Wohan resigned soon after his arrest. He is charged with 40 counts of possession of exploitative child material and 16 counts of distribution of exploitative child material.